The first reading today from the book of the prophet Malachi, we're told that the Lord is going to send his messenger to prepare his way. And, of course, the word messenger is angel. And so God is going to send his angel, but it doesn't have to be an angel per se. It can be anyone that God sends to bring his message, to bring the gospel. And so we know that in this case, we would be talking also about St. John the Baptist. We can certainly look at what St. Gabriel did in coming, bringing the message to Zechariah, bringing the message to our Blessed Lady. We can also look and say, as it says, suddenly there will come to the temple the Lord whom you seek, and the messenger of the covenant whom you desire. That's talking specifically about Jesus, obviously, in that particular case. And so we have all these different aspects of this that are going on. And yet, when we look a little bit further, we can say, all right, who will endure the day of his coming, and who can stand when he appears? This is not talking about an angel, nor is it talking about St. John the Baptist. This is talking about Jesus. The coming of our Lord Jesus is the day of the Lord that is spoken of so many times in the Old Testament. Remember, the day of the Lord is a day of God's intervention, which again could be the appearance of an angel, it could be the appearance of a prophet, but a day of the Lord in a very specific way can be either good or bad from a human perspective, but it has to do with God intervening directly in the world in some manner. And so when we hear about the Lord, the messenger coming, the messenger of the covenant coming to the temple, first of all, remember that Jesus is the covenant. When we're talking about the new covenant, we are talking about a person. The old covenant is written on stone. It is a set of precepts, and the people had to follow those. Our covenant is a person, and we are to love him. Not just simply to walk in obedience to what he said, which we are to do, but we walk in obedience to what he taught because we love him. That's what this is all about. It's not just following a set of rules. It is loving a person. And when we love that person so much, of course we're going to do whatever it is that we need to do. We don't want to offend him. We want to love him. And so that's the covenant that we have. It is a covenant of charity. That's exactly what our Lord told us that it's all about. And so we are to love God and we are to love our neighbor. So that's when we look at it that way. And then you say, okay, who can endure the day of his coming and who can stand when he appears? Why? Because he's coming to purify. When you look at the visitation, it is made very clear, it's made pretty clear in the Greek, you don't see it in the English, but it is clear that as Our Lady entered in to the area of Jerusalem, and not the visitation rather, but the presentation, when they brought Jesus to Jerusalem, it was for the purification of Jerusalem. It wasn't our Lord's purification, it wasn't our Lady's purification. She didn't need to be purified. Jesus certainly didn't need to be redeemed, which is normally the two things that happen on that day. The mother is purified from the flow of blood, and the child is redeemed. Jesus was born miraculously. There was no flow of blood because there was no opening of the birth canal. And he's the Redeemer. He didn't need to be redeemed. And so St. Luke makes it very clear that this is about the people of Jerusalem. When it came time, it says, for their purification, not for her purification, which would be about the mother, for their purification. So he came to purify the holy city and the people, and that has not changed. And so we look at our own selves then, and we recognize what he wants is to purify us. He wants our hearts to be pure so that we can receive him. Again, that's what this is about. This is all about charity. So it comes back to that question that I keep on asking, how much do we really want to love God? If we really look at our attitude, most of us want to love God as little as we can possibly get away with. And that's really pathetic. I mean, really pathetic. I want to love as little as possible for the rest of eternity. How sad is that? You are not made for a little bit of love. You are made to love and to be loved. And Jesus said, with your whole heart and soul and strength, not a little bit. Not how much can I get away with and still get to heaven. Not how selfish can I be. How much can I love? That's what the purifications in the spiritual life are all about. It's not just purifying us from sin, which it does. It is making us so that we can love. It is purifying us to be able to love more. That's what this is all about. So then it comes back to that question, who will endure the day of his coming? Who can stand when he appears, for he's like the refiner's fire, the fuller's lye? Do we really want to be purified? Do we really want to love? Again, most of us would say, yeah, we want to love, but we don't really want to love a lot, let alone with our whole heart and soul and strength. And that's what this question is all about. Who can endure this? Who can stand? Because it's a question of our own will. Do we want this? Do we want to be purified? Do we want to love more? That's what this is all about. And so in 2 days, we are going to be celebrating love, literally, love himself, coming to us in human form, showing us what as human beings we are capable of and how we are supposed to be living our lives. And again, let's admit it, for most people, we look at that and go, that's nice. I don't have to do that, though. No, he came to show us how to love, which again tells us just how badly sin has affected us, since love is the very thing for which we were created. That is the very purpose of our creation, to love and to be loved. And God has to come down, take on our nature, and teach us to do the very thing that he created us to do. And even then, we still don't really want it. So now ask yourself in the depths of your heart, do I really want him? I mean, in the fullness of who he is. Yeah, we want him at an arm's distance. We want him, kinda. But we don't really want the fullness of Jesus, because we would have to change our lives. We would have to be refined. We would have to be purified. And do we really want that? So what we do know is he wants you. He wants your entire being. He wants you whole heart and soul and strength. So there's no issue on his part. The question is, do we want him? His whole heart and soul and strength, his whole being. Now the amazing thing is, even when we look at that, in just a couple of minutes, when you receive Holy Communion, you receive the entire person of Jesus. You don't receive a little bit of Jesus, you receive his entire person, literally his whole heart and soul and strength, his entire being. He is giving you everything. How much are you receiving? I mean, yes, you receive the whole person of Jesus, but how open is your heart to receive what he's giving you? Because the more open your heart is, the more you can receive. So he's giving himself 100%, and if our heart is open that much, maybe we're receiving 2%, and we're rejecting the other 98%. Now we'd say, oh no, I'm not rejecting him. No, we're just not allowing him to be able to love us. And when it comes to that point of the charity, we can never, as human beings, initiate love. We can only respond, which means we must receive God's love first so that we, in turn, can love. So if you want to love more, you have to open the heart to receive more. That sounds like a pretty good deal, doesn't it? Until we actually try. Because we have to be purified for that. And we actually have to allow ourselves to be loved. Some of us don't believe that we're even lovable. Some of us don't believe that God really loves us. Some of us don't believe that we even have the capability to love. We do, because it's how you were created. No matter how messed up anything is, that's all still there, because that's who you are, and it cannot be anything different. So pray for that grace to open the heart. Pray for that grace to receive. It's actually much more difficult to receive love than it is to love. Because in loving, you can control what you give. In receiving the love from someone else, you cannot control what you're going to receive. That's why we tend to shut it down, because we're not in control. Let God be in control. Get out of the way and let him love you. Open your heart and allow it in, because you are the temple. And what does it say? Suddenly there will come to the temple the Lord whom you seek and the messenger of the covenant whom you desire. That's where he is, right there inside. So pray for that grace. If you want to receive the greatest Christmas gift of all, who is Jesus, obviously, pray for the grace from his incarnation, from his birth, from his humility and his charity, to open the heart so that we can allow the Lord to love us.